The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, Wednesday. We made it to the middle of the week. I'm telling you, geopolitically, on a world stage, how much more restraint is Vladimir Putin, I should say Vladimir Putin, Sergei Lavrov, the entire Russian military, which is arguably the world's most powerful, going to sit by and take what's being forced in their faces? The Ukrainians, i.e. the U.S. and NATO and Great Britain, paid some killer $100,000 to pack a motor scooter, like a moped or Vespa, whatever, motor scooter, with explosives. And they parked it outside of a building that, golly sakes, somehow they knew and told this guy that Russia's top general, I think he's a major general, anyway, he's their top nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare general. He directs the program for all of Moscow and that general area of the Russian Federation to protect it. Well, the guy comes out of a building with his attaché, his adjutant, and the motor scooter blew up last night or yesterday and killed him. Killed the other guy, too. They were laying in the snow, blood everywhere. So this was obviously a Ukrainian issue. The Russians captured the guy who did it, and he's confessed. It's easy. You're going to die if you don't tell us. We'll keep you alive in prison for the rest of your life, but if you want to live, tell us. So he told him. He said, I was paid by the Ukrainians, meaning NATO, meaning the U.S., ultimately. How much longer is Putin going to hold back? I think the Russian people, I don't know this, but I would guess they're really sick and tired of this. Russia lost 8,000 men in 1 month recently, while the same Ukrainian side of the ledger read 5,000. Now, that's not all the time, but it shows that a lot of Russians are dying. And it's just not being talked about. But the people know. Families with empty chairs at tables know. How much more restraint is Putin going to show in circumstances like this assassination? And he's not the only one who's been murdered. There have been others. But this is a very high-ranking individual. He's dead. General in charge of the nuclear, biological, chemical safety program for all of Moscow, etc. So, I don't know. Putin is going to have to do something, or there's going to be a loss of confidence, if there isn't already, in his leadership. That's just something I wanted to get out of the way, because it's a very big story, and it's very pivotal at this moment. All right, William is standing by. We're going to go and take a look inside the treasure chest known as Alipac.us, the only instrument out there available to Americans who care about this country that will actually go to bat for them and do things to try to save what's left of America. No joke. It's Alipac. This is our big gun, and we've got to make sure Alipac survives and prospers. Go ahead, William.
Well, I'll try to keep my energy up. I'm a little tired today, Jeff. It's been a super busy day, and it's been a bit of drama with Alipac since yesterday morning. We were looking at like a over $4,000 budget hole and very sluggish donor responses when I decided that I would try to save the organization by taking a risky move to move the world's largest archive of information about illegal immigration to cheaper online real estate, cheaper, sketchier server host, and move our email broadcasting as well. I mean, maybe save a couple of grand a year, possibly, by shifting down, because it's really...
Hardly worth the effort.
Well, I mean, if the organization survives, yeah. I mean, if it means the difference between having to close by January 5th and not, I was going to try it. But we put the word out, and when we did, we got a response from a lot of our donors that came to our aid, and including three very generous supporters that stepped up, one with $1,500, two with $500. To offer collectively amongst the three of them $2,500 in matching funds. So this $2,500 takes us within striking range of our goal. So we've put out the match, which means people who donate 10, they're going to match it to 20. 25 gets matched to 50. 50 gets matched to 100,
great,
and so on.
Great. Good news.
Well, yeah, and today $500 of the match came in. So we're now below 2,000. We have less than 2,000 to raise to patch the budget hole so that Alipac.us can fight into 2025 against illegal immigration and against amnesty and for secure borders and for the existing immigration laws of the United States. And if anybody is willing to do even $10 and have that doubled, we need the help at Alipac.us/donations/. That's Alipac.us/donations/. You'll have your donation doubled, and we're it's up to the $10 to $100 donation crowd now to decide whether we're able to continue to fight into the future. As you know, like I said, we've cut everything from this except for me. I'm the lowest paid nonprofit director in the country. We can't go any lower with things. I know the economy's bad. But, you know, a lot of this is being caused because we lost two of our largest all-time donors in the same year, I believe, over health issues. And, you know, usually those two large donors contribute $5,000 or $6,000 directly, but as matching funds. So the loss of those two wonderful patriots that have done so much for us over the last decade in the same year, it's actually sort of amazing we only have a $4,000-something hole instead of a $10,000 to $12,000 hole in our budget. So we have to try to close that gap and have people step up to literally fill their financial shoes.
Question,
to give
William.
Us a chance to fight
question.
Forward.
Maybe it's slightly inappropriate, but maybe not. The two people you lost, did they pass away, or are they in extended care facilities? What is their status?
One's in hospice, and okay. One is status unknown. But we also honor the privacy of our supporters.
Of course,
But it was somebody
I'm just
who
curious.
Was. Well, a lot of the people who receive our email alerts are used to seeing, here's a $1,000 matching offer, here's a $500 matching offer. A lot of those were coming from these two folks, several people do that type of thing. But these two, I would say over the last decade, have probably, like I said, between the two of them, $5,000 to $6,000 in matching offers per year. And losing one of them would have hurt us, but losing two to the, at the same time, it's just been too much for us to handle. But we don't have to.
I understand.
If we can raise between now and next 1 week from now and Christmas, because we need another about $1,900 to match the funds. and reach the goal to minimum safe altitude is about $1,900 away right now. So I really appreciate people out there who have been concerned and are doing what they can, especially on top of the holidays, especially on top of this economy. You know, and we got to be careful because, I mean, several things are going on out there. I mean, one, it looks like that they were talking about doing an omnibus spending bill in D.C., and that's terrifying. God knows what that would have in it. You know, Biden just tried
anything they want.
Yeah. Well, Biden's trying to sell. No, Biden's not trying. Biden is selling the border wall materials for 5 cents on the dollar to try to scuttle that. He signed some directive allowing federal employees to evade Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy's Doge organization and continue to work from home.
William, about that border wall sale? They were literally the Biden administration trying to sell off these sections or whatever they are for 5 cents on a dollar.
Yes.
And there was a group out there that actually bought a goodly number of them for 3 cents on the dollar. So the Biden administration is practically giving them away. But then they turned to the Trump people and offered to sell each section for $100, which is dirt cheap compared to what it costs. What the hell is that about?
You ever seen the movie or read the book? You ever read Catch 22?
Oh, many years ago. Yeah.
Okay, it's Catch 22, and it wouldn't surprise me if Joe didn't sell the strategic metals and those border construction materials to the Chinese in a heartbeat. The Chinese would scoop them up, say, "Oh yeah, we'll take that." So, but I did see where Joe Biden's numbers have fallen to the lowest of his term, the lowest of the by doing the stuff he's doing right now while hiding in the shadows. He's laying low. And not very visible, but doing stuff in the shadows. He's now fallen to the lowest of his presidency.
Well,
he was already low.
That's nice karmically to hear. There was an insider yesterday, a former CIA, I think, who said quite clearly that Biden literally cannot make a sentence, a simple sentence anymore. He can't. He cannot enunciate a simple, self-created sentence. Can't do it.
Well, the people around him, are CYA, cover yo, you know what.
Yeah,
all right, CYA. And they've been running the show forever, and they're trying to build in Joey's probably going to sign large pardons, pardoning all sorts of people.
He's already been pardoning some creeps already.
Dishing out all sorts of money,
He's
going to
make
things
as much as he can. This is his final payday, the Biden crime family. Yeah,
they're probably going to steal the silverware when they leave. The White House. Those people are probably going to take valuable artworks, hard drives, silverware.
Nothing would surprise me. They're just as low as it gets. But here's the bigger problem. How many other organizations are there like AliPac? Although there's really nothing like AliPac, but they're in the anti-border invader modality. Numbers USA. What are the other ones?
There's just us, Numbers USA, and FAIR. And
right.
FAIR
well,
are
well, okay,
types
FAIR,
of
that's
numbers.
The one I couldn't think of. All right, now I'm going to say this, anybody out there who knows anybody in FAIR, maybe you're listening, FAIR people, or Numbers people, you have far more money coming in and in your treasury than William Gein and AliPac have ever had. How about writing him a check for a couple $1,000s? Just as to show that you're collaborating, you're on the same page. This is obscene. They have a tremendous amount of money coming in there. I know this. I've seen it for years, and they will not send you a buck. I find that just repulsive. Completely.
Well, they bought me lunch and dinner once or twice.
Oh, please!
Long time back. Well, I'm not worried about them. You know, they're D.C. based.
I'm not worried about them. I'm just pissed off. Pardon my French. I think it's disgusting that they won't help you. You're supposedly all on the same page, working for the same thing, and they will not send you a couple $1,000s. These are million-dollar organizations.
Oh yeah, they're exact. Some of them are making $250,000 a year.
A year.
For whatever.
Yeah, and what
it is
the hell
they
do? Have you ever seen or heard anything that Numbers USA or FAIR has laid out and accomplished. Nobody can touch William Dean's record. Nobody. Not lately. No.
In the past, Numbers USA has done some good things, especially Roy Beck's Gumball's illustration.
How far in the past? That's 10 years. You know that.
Yeah. I'm just saying in the past. And Fair has done some research. What happens with Fair is they end up with some good people that work for different aspects of the organization from time to time that do good things out there. And they get, you know, they're press darlings. The media loves going to Fair and Numbers USA a lot more than Alipack, because I might say something wild and wide-eyed about, you know, get the invaders out or something like that.
Tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, look, the bottom line to it is, Elon Musk, who owes me a couple of grand, I'm owed a couple of $1,000 personally by the
he
richest man on the planet.
He still hasn't paid that?
No, that Welch has not paid me, and I'm not going to complain about it too much because I support what he's doing, and I want him to succeed, and I'm appreciative of what he's doing. In the new year, I'll probably send him some certified letter or something.
I wouldn't wait. I would send him now. I would say, this is not right. Other people have gotten their money, and you've gotten nothing. Meanwhile, Vladimir Putin is saying that Elon Musk is the real president of the United States.
I think that, the end of Christmas vacation, when Clark finds out he's in the Jelly of the Month Club, and he sort of loses it, and Uncle Eddie goes and kidnaps his boss. I think Elon Musk should remember that, the story of the Jelly of the Month Club. And maybe his check will come in before Christmas Day and save the day around here. But you know, I'll send him a letter. You know, I'd just be happy if he lifted the last censorship restrictions on my Twitter account, which are still in place. But you know, until then, hey, at least I get bragging rights with my friends and talk radio audiences. You know, to point out that the world's richest man owes me a couple of grand. That's right. Elon Musk owes me money, and I'm going to have to calculate interest on it, you know. But I appreciate everybody that did sign his, you know, because I encourage the listeners to sign his petition. I'm glad I did that. The other part of it, too, is that nobody seems to have received any type of elections mobilizing anything from the petition that we all signed, that a lot of us signed. You know, that was the whole point, that he was offering $47 per signature of a registered voter in a swing state to anybody that put in my email or anybody's referral email or phone number. And I was like, well, what a smart idea. He's got the money. Elon Musk literally has more money that he could go out there every day and spend money left and right, and he's got more money than he could literally spend in his lifetime. I was like, well, he's going to use it to help this important election and to fight censorship, and I support that. And he's fighting illegal immigration. I support that. And he's saying things that we've been trying to get across about illegal immigration. You know, I wish I had communication with him. I wish we could converse, or he could read, because, you know, I'd love to accelerate his understanding. What he doesn't know, he probably doesn't even know I exist, but the truth of the matter is that his whole thing was, oh, we have to do something about illegal immigration, or the Democrats are going to turn all of the swing states blue. What he doesn't understand is what William Gein and Alipack and some other groups, including Numbers USA and hard fighters out there that fought really hard in 2005, if we had not stopped those amnesty bills under Bush and Obama, all of the swing states would already be blue. The thing that Elon Musk has a chance of possibly stopping from happening now would not be possible if it had not been for our past victories in this movement. But he doesn't know about those things. He doesn't know about us. We're deeper in the... He runs the Twitter castle, and he has no clue that we're several layers down deeper in the Twitter dungeons below the Hunter Biden laptop level he dug down to. And, you know, looking up through the cracks and all that stuff, we're glad to see the upper dungeons have been liberated. And maybe one day, you know, he'll come back to visit Twitter and, you know, find out about
Trump can't
us.
Get him out of... He's staying at Mar-a-Lago. He's been there for a month. Boy, a long time.
Well, I bet Musk likes it. I mean, I bet both of them like it. They probably get along. And, you know, world's richest man, world's most, you know, known personalities. I'm sure they're having a blast. It's not like they're going to be cramped for space over at Mar-a-Lago. And, you know, Trump likes great minds, probably enjoys, you know, getting deep, having deep conversations with Elon. They're probably sitting by the fire right now. And Donald's going like, so what you saying, Elon, is it like we're somebody else's artificial intelligence? What you're saying, Elon, is that we could be a progenitor race's artificial intelligence that's on the verge of creating our own artificial intelligence? Wow.
He's given his new Grok AI platform a way to everybody who simply signs up for a Twitter account. You sign up for
an X
account.
Oh, really? I've been paying the $16 a month to get that. No, I thought I had to pay to get Grok.
Nope. All you got to do is be a member of Twitter, and you get Grok. You were raving about it and one of the first people to talk about it. You liked it. So anyway,
well, I mean,
it's there.
You know, it's
free.
He has removed the woke virus from Grok. And so the fact that we have at least one AI that hasn't been programmed to be harmful to Christians and conservatives like the school shooters are
right.
is a good thing, you know, especially if those mystery drones end up being Skynet controlled by an AI.
I just want to repeat, the average person cannot understand fully how much the world has already changed because of AI and where it's going. It's that big. So hang on. Hang on to your hats. It's everywhere. And it's teaching itself 27 hours a day. It's learning. There's nothing it can't do. And I do believe that ChatGPT-5 has been ready to go for months, but they can't release it because the average human intelligence is about 105, and the IQ in terms of human equality in ChatGPT-5 is said to be over 1,500. So how are you going to give that to the public with 105 IQ on the average and expect them to really use it appropriately or to its even reasonable maximum output? I don't know how people can do it. It's too much. Hold on just a minute. We'll be right back with William as we continue on this Wednesday night. Crazy world out there. Hold on. Okay, here's a little quickie for you. As you know, there are some people out there who have adopted the old flat earth theory. There's also people out there who don't think there's anything such as a virus. So you got a lot of craziness out there. So one flat earther took a trip. I guess he went to the Antarctic to put the theory to the test. And he realized that the earth is not flat at all. And he had to back up. So, kind of funny. He runs a popular flat earth YouTube show called, what is it? Jerranism. Jerransim. Jerransim. I don't know what the hell that means. Anyway, his name is Jerran Campanella. And he traveled to Antarctica as part of a trip dubbed The Final Experiment. Mr. Campanella witnessed firsthand that the sun does not set during the Southern Hemisphere's summer. So, and that led to another disclosure from him and another conclusion reached. This debunks the belief held by flat earthers that Antarctica is an ice wall where the sun rises and sets every day. So anyway, there's some very strange people out there. But at least he did an honest bit of research and found out he was wrong. All right, your turn.
I'd like to give a quick shout out to Brian, John, and David, who responded to the first half of the program tonight to contribute.
Excellent.
Their funds to help us with the matching funds, the $1,900 worth of matching funds we're trying to meet before Christmas. Brian, John, and David, thank you so much for your help. If anybody else listening tonight can help us with any donation, $10 to $100, We have very generous donors that are going to double that to help us meet our goals by the end of the year at www.alipac.us. That's alipac.us/donations/. It's very encouraging that the donors have stepped up to offer these matching funds, and very, very encouraging to see patriots like Brian, John, and David here step up and help us during the course of the program tonight. Really appreciate that.
Thank you, gentlemen, very much. And if anyone does connect during this hour, we have half an hour left about, we'll mention your name out of appreciation. Of course.
Yeah, I'm watching it as come in. Also, Jeff, during the break, I took your suggestion. I went over to Grok and said, hey, what do you do if you didn't get paid by Elon for your petition? And some very interesting things came back. Apparently, I'm not alone with that. And when you ask it, who do you contact about it, it tells you to contact America PAC directly, but there's no real mechanism to do that. But at the end of what Grok says, very interesting here. Some very fresh stuff from the last couple of hours on Twitter. It says, posts on X indicate dissatisfaction with the payment process and lack of response from America PAC. Be aware that the effectiveness of these methods may vary, and there's no guarantee of resolution due to the reported issues. And then if you hover, shows you some recent posts, like here's one. 7 hours ago, verified account, Mom Life and Frames. Quote, I'm starting to think Elon Musk is not sending my checks for signing the petition. I should have received referral payments, too. My hubby got his months ago now. I'm pretty upset over it, honestly. What can be done? Then on December 12th, just a couple days ago, Emily at symbol Dead Dylan Fish says, I never got that email, but I did get my own personal one check for signing, nothing for referrals, no email. I did use their help desk link, but no replies yet. And then here is Steel City says, December 15th, Elon Musk, a few people I know are still waiting on the $100 check for signing the online petition in Pennsylvania. I referred all three of them and didn't receive the payment for referring them as well. Is there a phone number? Let's see here. The last one is, unfortunately, Bill Ackman, at Bill Ackman. Unfortunately, Elon has dropped the ball on his The America PAC and promises to pay for petition signing referrals. I have a friend that's owed $3,290 and can't get any response. And that was posted 3 hours ago. So there's enough Twitter tweets and stuff like that for Elon to be generating some bad press here in the not-too-distant future. So hopefully he'll get ahead of the game and honor his...
All right, tell people if they want to participate right now. $10, $20, whatever you can do. It'll be matched. So whatever you offer up tonight, it's double that. That's really good.
Up to $1,900.
25 minutes left. Yeah.
Yes, up to $1,900.
Give them the address. Where do they go? alipac.us/donations/.
Or you can just go to the alipac.us homepage or look into most of our emails, and there's the stuff. And really, really appreciate that. Hey, aren't you glad we're not in New Jersey? But, Jeff, you've been reading the news. It sounds like the mystery objects flying around New Jersey are very different than the ones you have there in Oregon, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would.
The ones in Oregon...
We have UFOs here. They're calling those drones back there. But let me just say this. I think it's a combination. I wouldn't write off any ET involvement or what's going on in the New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania area. There's some very strange things that the drones there that are being seen do and can do, like be invisible to radar, emit absolutely no heat signature, no infrared heat, no heat at all. And that's one way people find out what's up there. It's like radar. It's a heat signature they look for. And there are other things as well that these things, when you send a drone up, if you got your drone out, William, and send it up there next to one of these other drones, the batteries in your drone would go dead immediately and it would fall out of the sky. This has been reported several times now. So these are very strange. It's pushing physics into a new area.
Well, let's talk about Oregon for a second. One of the things that I'm impressed with the recordings of the pilots talking to air traffic control over Oregon about these objects,
I ran that for several days. Yeah, that's good.
Well, it does seem to be, you know, one of the things they talked about doing with the UAP changes with the government was to make reporting friendlier and less skeptical to try to decrease the fear that flight personnel would have about reporting these things. And when you hear them talk to the tower and the air traffic control, they're thanking the pilots for the reports. And there's multiple pilots reporting, and they're reporting things coming in over the Pacific Ocean at hypersonic speeds, flashing around and boogieing back out and coming back in and flying in corkscrews and doing stuff you know, shooting straight up to 50,000 feet, doing things.
Yeah, these are UFOs. These are not drone behaviors. Right.
These are not aircraft that humans have the capability to do things. The speeds and G-forces and behaviors are off the Richter. Now, over on the East Coast, we have things that are displaying lights similar to aviation-like colors, but they seem to be drones that are 6, 7, 8 feet in diameter, and you may not be drones, and they may be called something else, that are moving about and seem to be faster than police drones, maybe have some other defenses. What I think is happening in New Jersey, just from the latest that I've heard, especially from some of the Jersey mayors who have been upset about this and pushing, and from the comments of Donald Trump, who Trump said that the government knows and they're not telling people and he won't be
visiting.
If the
government doesn't know, people should be scared half to death. Let's
put
it that way. The government has astonishing technology to monitor everything that moves. And if the government truly doesn't know, and I don't believe that, we should really be concerned.
Well, one of the New Jersey mayors said that there was a shipment of radiological materials
that went missing.
Yes. Okay.
They're small.
Well,
they're medical. Missing. They're for medical use. They're for scanning for cancer.
But they went missing on December 2nd. And medical use radiological elements can be used to make a dirty bomb. And if somebody was going to use a dirty bomb, New York and New Jersey would be probably one of the prime targets next to D.C. and
exactly.
L.A.
Exactly.
And so there's a good chance that these devices people are seeing over New Jersey are a type of military drone that's sniffing for, you know, loose radiological materials that they're trying to locate.
Gamma rays.
Yeah, or any type of ionizing radiation signature or trail, because there is a potentially imminent, if not, you know, there could be an imminent risk of a dirty bomb detonation in New York.
What's worse than that, William? What's worse than that? A false flag dirty bomb detonation.
Well, if I was in New Jersey, I would make sure that I had potassium iodine supplements.
Iodide.
But it only would help you if the radiological dirty bomb contained radioactive iodine. And but I would have that. I would have respirators for everyone in the family. I would have rolls of sheet plastic and duct tape and a battery-powered HEPA filter. And let's see. Oh, yeah. And I would have a small, affordable Geiger counter that has a dose or level alarm indicator. And I would have it with me at all times right now, to and from work, to and from the store, sitting on my windowsill. And if all, because in the case
well, I think
of
this
a dirty.
Is, William, honestly, this is not much ado about nothing. The amount of radioactive ingredients, so to speak, and these small devices is tiny. It's not enough to make a dirty bomb, really. This is small
stuff.
Well,
it is if you detonate it with conventional explosives over a populated area.
Well, if they blew it off
what the element was.
On Wall Street, it could cause some real serious long-term problems in that area because of all the nexus going on between financial empires, financial corporations and banks and all that. Yeah, if they messed up Wall Street, it could really cripple everything.
Well, I mean, it could cripple a lot of people. I mean, you know, if you ingest it, the problem is that for a lot of people, they wouldn't know what was happening around them, you know, for minutes
That's
to hours
true.
Later.
That's true.
And then the government's most likely response is to order people to shelter in place. And sheltering in place You know, I'm telling you what I would want to have. I'd want to have the potassium iodide. I'd want to have the Geiger counter. I'd want to have the respirators. I'd want to have the sheet plastic duct tape and a battery backup HEPA filter. Because the first thing I'm going to do, if my little radiation alarm starts going off in a window, or they come on the radio and they say, there's been some type of detonation in the subway system in New York or whatever, or over in northern New Jersey, or shelter in place, I'm going to tape up the windows and the doors and run that filter with the respirator on towards the center of the house, because that's what you need to do. But, you know, you can only do these things if you have these things. And I think having a lot of these things in a case that you hope you never need to open is a good idea.
That's a very good idea. It's essential. We have to prepare because the government is not going to prepare for us. They don't give a damn about us. We have no civil defense here. The only civil defense you have is what you provide for yourself and your family.
But it would certainly explain why the government doesn't want to say what these things are. You know, a sworn police officer saw 30 to 50 of these devices coming in from the Atlantic Ocean area over land and reported it. Yeah. And, you know,
you're going back about a week and a half now, to 10 days at least. That's true. But I again raise the issue. These kinds of medical shipments have been lost in transit before. It's not the first time. I remember other stories about this. And why don't they just admit it? Say, and you know, because the nuclear nuclear emergency
it.
Support team, NEST, N-E-S-T, has
right.
for 40 years flown over every major city when asked in Cessnas, so to speak, with gamma ray detection, other particulates as well, ionizing radiation perhaps, looking for these kinds of missing shipments. And it's not new. They don't need to do this drone thing. They've got aircraft that can do it.
Well, maybe we're not in a position where we can really compare and rate the technology. But, I mean, it makes sense, Jeff, that if they have an indication that some bad people have their hands on dirty bomb-making materials, it would probably be best if they didn't come out and said, oh, yeah, those mystery lights in the sky are our equipment looking for you.
No, they wouldn't handle it that way.
Well, I'm just saying, I can understand why they wouldn't tell anybody. If I was the government and I had devices that could help me find terrorists that were trying to set off a dirty bomb, and I was trying to recover the dirty bomb materials and track them down, I wouldn't come out and make an announcement, hey, everybody, these things you're seeing in the sky are what's looking for the dirty bomb.
Well,
you know, I understand that. That makes sense to me.
Isn't it true, William, that most people, intelligent people, wise people, would come to the conclusion that, yes, they are looking for something, but if they can do it with a Cessna or any kind of a small aircraft, fixed wing, they can do it anytime, anywhere they're asked to. This is the NEST, Nuclear Emergency Support Team. They can do that. So why put on this big drone show to hide the fact that they're looking for something when they wouldn't have to admit it at all in the first place? It doesn't
Well, they wouldn't have
sense.
To admit if they were looking for it with planes. They wouldn't have to admit that either, Jeff. I mean, if I had to guess, I would say that the drone-type devices that we're seeing have a greater capability to investigate things on a greater scale than a Cessna. I mean, they can go up and down. They can go left or right. They can move fast or slow. They can, you know, do all sorts of things that a Cessna can't do more nimbly. I don't know. I can't compare the technologies. I'm just saying that I think that we have a story emerging from the different new things that I've seen, and I have friends in New Jersey who have asked me about how to react to this situation, and I've told them the same thing that I just told your audience. Get the pills, get the Geiger, get the sheets of plastic, duct tape, battery backup, filter.
You are. The responsibility's on us. Nothing coming from the government. No way. By the way, I think a dirty bomb, I think there's already one or more nuclear weapons hidden, sequestered in this country for years. I wouldn't be surprised at all. A lot of those suitcase nukes, when the Soviet Union failed, collapsed, or was taken down, they went missing, lots of them. And the Ukrainians didn't return all of their nuclear weapons, apparently, to the Russian Federation when the Soviet Union fell down. Anyhow, there's a lot of potential out there. I don't think that's what it is. I get the point. I understand.
Well, I mean, even if it's not a terrorist, it could be somebody, some bonehead. All across the country, UPS drivers are being robbed. Trains are being robbed. People are stealing, illegal aliens are stealing everything they can get their hands
don't
on.
Forget,
the Chinese are paying
15-year-old girls going to elementary schools shooting classmates and so forth.
Well, you got to remember that there's a chance that somebody just stole these materials who doesn't know what they are, and in which case we have to try to find them before we end up with something similar to the Goiânia accident. You know,
I mean, without all this
the Goiânia accident in Brazil in 1987, you know, a man who couldn't read or write found some junk that was old radiotherapy stuff. And he took it home, and it took him like days or weeks to tear everything open. And he ended up, you know, giving half the village cancer. You know, and there's been several cases where salvagers and people who are trying to reclaim materials from old equipment, you know, irradiated whole cities. You know, made places radioactive for you know, large you know, period of time. I think the Goiânia accident, I think it was the Theric 25 radiation machine, you know, that got left in a building somewhere. And it could be a case that someone stole some stuff and they don't know what they have, and authorities are trying to find it. Again, I can understand why that was their strategy, to deploy planes or drones or nest officials with Geigers, not to tell anybody what they were doing. I can completely understand that. They wouldn't want to cause panic, and they wouldn't want to alert people that they're trying to find that they're looking for them, or how they're looking for them. It explains a lot. I'm not saying it's the case, because we're all trying to piece together the information that's going on and trying to make sense of it.
We've got 4 minutes. We've got to tell people how they can participate here. Just 4 minutes.
All right, yeah, and this is, you know, I guess we'll see, be back on the other side of Christmas, because 1 week from tonight. Merry Christmas to everybody. Hope everybody out there is going to have a very blessed Christmas. We appreciate everyone paying attention to these important topics, especially about illegal immigration at the border. If you're in any position where you can spare $10, $25, $50, $100 to help us match the funds that we need to be able to protect the world's largest archive of information on the top border security topics, our donations link is www.alipac.us/donations/. And once again, super thanks to the three people that put together the $2,500. These are three people who are sacrificing so much to try to encourage those folks out there listening to give $10. They've reached deep. They've reached into savings. They've sold Bitcoin to do this. And so please follow their example and help us, and we really appreciate all the help that we can get. And we appreciate you, Jeff. You know, you've had to keep the lights on and everything running to get us to this point. You know, how many years is this for Rents.com?
Oh, the program's been on over 31 years. The website's been up and running for about 29.
Yeah, that's a long haul.
Seems like it.
A lot further than a lot of people make it doing anything like this. So I'm glad you're still here, and your site and your program is still here. And
me too.
Know.
Thank you. Yeah.
My only regret is
we
didn't get a chance to subject the audience to bizarre Christmas meat songs this year. We'll have to come up with something for New Year's. We'll have to get back together before New Year's. And
what are these? Did we do bizarre Christmas songs before?
Yes, we have on several occasions.
I mean,
We've done some loopy, zany holiday stuff on this program, Jeff.
It's been a while. We didn't do it last year, did we?
I can't remember. Year you were playing opera, I think it was.
Opera. People singing in a classical music format does not necessarily mean opera, but okay.
Yeah, nothing to do with opera whatsoever, I'm certain. So,
Neapolitan songs. There are operatic arias, which are songs from an opera, which is a dramatic stage play, so to speak, a musical stage play. Yeah, we've had some fun, but I thought it's been a few years. Anyhow, too bad we can't do it. That would be good. Well, think of something for New Year's Eve.
Let's do something New Year's. And meantime, everyone, please have a very blessed Christmas this season, and pray a lot, and remember the reason for the season, and watch your favorite movies, eat your favorite food, spend time with the people that you love the most that you can, and
Very nice.
Yes.
Nice Christmas card. Thank you for that. Same to you, William, and have fun, relax. You've really put in a hell of a year, many years, and allipack.us/donations.
You got to put that last slash on there. It just won't work.
Final slash.
And also on our donations page for it's called GiveButter. There's a tip thing you can remove. Some people don't like it. It tries to prompt you to give the company that processes it like a some type of tip, and you can remove the tip if you don't want to. So.
All right. Well, you have a good time, William. Rest up. You deserve it.
Thank you, sir. See you in 2 weeks.
Okay. Be well.
Good evening. Care. Merry Christmas.
You too. William Gein. And send him $10 if you can. $20. Great. This is a wonderful organization he has. It's the only one that really counts, in my view. It really represents the people. And I'll say it again. I'm not speaking for William. He didn't ask me to do this. But shame on the other two organizations that don't help him by sending him a couple thousand dollars. This is ridiculous. All right. Back in a few. Hang on.